We continue the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Chalukas Shutfin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalet. Vze bechinas arba amoy shel apsochim shenoisnin bechotzer lifnei kol bayis kedei lafarik shomasoi. Kamo yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal. Rabbi Nosson Zal now is going to go into a little bit of detail to explain why the rabbis tell us that when you have homes, a number of homes whose entranceways open into a courtyard, they share a yard, a chotzer. The Torah provides for an area of 4 square amos in front of the entranceway of each home that leads into this courtyard that's considered attached to the home. That's part of the home. Each house gets an area of 4 square amos in front of it, which is in order to allow for the person to remove his burden there, to remove his packages there, etc. Kizeh yodua, because it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, she'ikar ho'esek b'masu matan u'malachos, hu bishvil levarer hanitzoitzos haktoshin me'im ke'aklipos, that the main reason behind business and the whole issue of earning a livelihood, people having to go to work and conduct different types of work or business, is in order to purify holy sparks, me'imke haklipos, that are found deep in the tuma, in the klipa, ula ha'aloisom midargo ledargo, and to raise up those sparks. They're in a fallen state, they've fallen into the hands of the tuma, to raise them up, ad sheyoshuvu lemekor chutzvan, until they will return to their original place, the place where they originally started from, which is the throne of Hashem, kavyochum. El mokoyim asher hoyosham oholam betchila, the place where they resided earlier. V'alkein yevsher lasois masu matn be'emuna b'kedusha b'tara koroi kim alidei hiskashrus letzadikei emes. And because of the fact that this is what's involved, once you understand that it's not just finances, it's not just money being moved back and forth, there are holy sparks involved. There are sparks of Kedusha that from the time of the Eitz Hadas and from through all kinds of sins, these holy sparks have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra and Tuma. And this is why people have to go out. They have to leave their homes, they have to leave the Beis Medrash, leave the shul, and go out into the marketplace, into the streets, to engage in business and work and things, in order to make contact with those sparks, those fallen sparks, and raise those sparks, and return them, restore them to their original holiness. Rabbi Nosson says, since that's what's involved, therefore, you better realize that there's no way to conduct business properly, b'kedusha, with holiness and purity, without being really attached to the true tzaddikim. Shehem bechinas roish bayis. The true tzaddikim are called roish bayis, the head of the house. Shehem shoresh v'chius hakoil. They are the source, the foundation, and the source of life of everything. Hashem feeds life into the world through the tzaddikim. U'bekoicham, and with the help, with the assistance of these great tzaddikim, yochol kol echod la'asik b'masu matan. Each and every Jew has the ability to go out and conduct business, to go to work. She'ikar ho'esik, of which again the main focus is levarer hanitzoitzois mimkoimoy sachitzoinim mirushus hasitra achra mibchinas roish kol chutzois, to sort out, to extract those holy sparks that are in the places of the klipois sitra achra, they're in the roish kol chutzois. She'kol zman shehanitzoitzos shel ashirus husham, because so long as those sparks of wealth are found by the sitra achra, heim bebechinas tishtapechno avnei kodesh beroish kol chutzos, then their status is defined by a pasuk in Eicha, where it says that the holy stones have been scattered in the streets outside, referring to these holy sparks. Vitzorich kol echod levararom misham alidei iskoi b'masu matan be'emuna, and each and every single Jew is involved in locating those holy sparks and in sorting them out through, by conducting business in a proper kosher way. Lohitziyam, to retrieve those sparks, to take them out of the Sitra Achra, ulevararam mechutz lefnim, and to transfer them from being outside of the ballpark of holiness to bring them back into the ballpark of holiness. Dahainu lohitziyam meharosh kol chutzais, to take them out of the category of being under the Rosh Kol Chutzos. That's a title that Rabbein Azal uses in chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this halach is based on. Rosh Kol Chutzos is the name of the leader of Sitra Achra, of the Klipos. We have to take them out of his domain, lahachnisam l'toich habayis digdusha, and to bring those holy sparks into the domain of holiness, shehu rishus digdusha, bechinas rishus shel harosh bayis, to bring those holy sparks into the domain of the rosh bayis, which is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called rosh bayis. The other side is called rosh kol chutzos. Now, how do we do this? What does this mean to attach yourself to the tzaddik while you're doing business? And what does it mean to do business bigdusha betara? Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give us some very specific instructions. V'alkein tzorich kol echod l'chavein b'shas hamasu matan. And therefore, a Jew who's going to work, who's conducting business, has to have in mind, in every drop of work that they're doing, every drop of business they're conducting, b'chol tenua, with every move, u'b'chol hiluch, every step that they take, u'b'chol dibur, and every word that they say in conducting business, she'hoylech u'medaber b'shaso esek, that the person is involved in going and talking while conducting business, that my whole reason, my main reason for going to work is not for providing for my family. That's the second important reason. Priority one is that 10%, the meiser, the tztaka that I'm going to take from my earnings, that I'm going to use to support poor people, worthy and deserving poor people who are studying Torah, who are qualified to be learning Torah full time, shehem klulim bebechinas harosh bayis, who are plugged into the rosh bayis, shehem hatzadikei emes, which means the true tzadikim. V'oz, if that's a person's main intention and main focus in why he's going out to work, why he wants Hashem to give him a lot of money. You know why, Hashem, why I need you to give me a lot of money? Number one, first of all, so that I can give charity to those who really need it and to those who deserve it, those who are qualified to get it, those who are aniyim hagunim, who are attached to the tzaddikim amitiyim. Secondly, so I can take care of myself and my family. That's the order. Because if that's his intent, then he's izoche to extract the holy sparks from the chitzoinim, from the outside forces, mebechinas harosh kol chutzos, umachnisam l'toich habayis, and he brings them into the house, into the domain of holiness. Dehainu lo harosh bayis, me'achar shekavonosoi bishvil zekanal. Since this is his intention, since this is what's behind his work, then that's what happens. Hashem will make it that he will interact with people, he'll be involved in doing things where he makes contact with those holy sparks, and by him making acquisitions, he will acquire those holy sparks and bring them back into the Kedusha. Nimtza, we see therefore, shekol kavonas hamasu matan, that the main focus and priority and intention in doing business and work is to take those holy sparks that are outside and bring them inside. That was on a spiritual level. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll see how this translates in the physical world. This will explain why in the physical world, she'iker kiyum kol hachafotzim v'cholo ashirus, That the main establishment of all of a person's possessions and all of his wealth, when does it really become his? When he gets it into his house. When it gets into his house or his office or his bank account. Shehu mokoy mishumar, which is a protected domain. Vehu ikar diras ha'odom, and that's the main home of a person, his house, the bayis. Veshom ikar chiyusoy v'tanugov meho ashirus v'achotzim shaloi, and that's the real place where the person lives and is able to enjoy his wealth, his possessions. Person goes on a business trip and he's got to sleep in a hotel and he's got to travel, he's got to go there and he didn't have a right meal and he can't wait to get home. He can't wait to get home and bring the money home, and he gets home and he settles in his chair, sits down at his table with his, wow, I made it. I made it. I got there, I made the sale, I brought back the money. Now I'm sitting, now I can enjoy it with my family, with my wife, with my in my palace, in my own home. Rav Nosson says, however, this takes major effort before a person succeeds in getting the Ashirus into his house, in getting, bringing it home, bringing home the booty. Vafilu begashmius, royim bechush, even on a physical level, we see how many steps a person has to go through before he brings the money home, before it gets home, before it translates into either food or furnishing, whatever it is that he buys for the house. Even people who supposedly don't have to work, they do next to nothing. Next to nothing, if you'd want to write a list, how many steps they have to go through before the money gets into their hands. It's got to go through this one and that one and transfer it to here and move it to there and convert it and all, until it gets into his house.
Because
unfortunately, there are many cases where a person thinks he's making money. He opens a store and people are coming in, customers are coming in and buying, and wow, we were busy a whole day. We must have made some real good money today. And then afterwards, right before he's about to come home and tell his wife how much he checks with the bookkeeper, and the bookkeeper says, today we are minus $12,000. He says, what are you, nuts? How could that be? We have merchandise in the store. We got the merchandise, you know, for this much. We added 30% or 50% or 100%. We marked up everything 100%. And there were people buying all day. What happened? She says, yes, it's definitely true. But we had a robber. Somebody stole this, and this merchandise came in damaged. And we tried to return it, but they're not giving us back our money for it. So it was $30,000 worth of goods, which we have to write off. We have to write it off as a loss. So the result of today is minus 12. The guy says, I would have been better off dead. Or I would have been better off staying home, staying under the covers, just staying in bed. The fact that I came out and opened the store and did work gave me a minus 12,000. What did I accomplish? These things happen in real life, lo aleinu. Mikol shkein v'kol shkein be'ikar ashu ashiru samiti. That's on a physical level. How much more so on a spiritual level, when we're talking about the real wealth, shehu birur hanitzutzai saktoishim, which is the perfection, the repair of these holy sparks, which was the real main reason behind the business and everything. How many struggles and efforts does a person need before he's zoche to repair and elevate the holy sparks? Until he's zoche mamish to bring it home, to bring it to his house. A short story. A very close friend of mine in the United States worked with a very intelligent person, and this one, that one, they came up with a product, a new technology product. This is about 7-8 years ago. Something new that nobody had, a revolutionary thing, great thing. They wanted to patent it, but they didn't really get a chance to patent it.
P.S. And it took months or years to develop it and get it ready and test it and retest it, everything ready to roll. By the time it was ready to roll, some of the big guns, the big companies, Samsung, Sony, this, that, started using it, are doing it. But we were there first, and we have a patent. We almost have a patent for it. But the patent isn't really 100%. Patent lawyers, everything. This is going on now for about 3-4 years. It's been 3-4 years since then. Still playing around lawyers' fees and everything. And yesterday I heard that the person has to put in between $40,000 and $100,000 to reword the patent contract, to change the language. Because even though it's legal, it's good, but the wording is in such a way where if you go to court, they'll be able to contest it. There's a 30% chance of winning, whereas if you change, there are guys who specialize in languages of, but again, today everything is specialization. There are specialists, special lingual patent guys who know exactly what wording has to be in there to give you a 90% chance that when you go up against these big companies, that you have a 90% chance of winning in court. So here it started with a process of a new product, hoping to put it on the market, but it took so long to get it out that by the time they're ready to get it out, other people got it out first, but it's illegal because we were there first, and now go take them to court until you can take them to court, or hopefully they won't go if they'll settle out of court. One person lost his house already, had to give up his house, and, you know, trying to earn a living. Because there are holy sparks that need a tikkun and everything, and if you're not attached to the true tzaddik, and if your intent, if you're not clear about what your intentions are, and why am I going to work? And my main focus in work is that 10%. That's the most important thing. There are people who the second they get the money, first thing is running to give Hashem his peace, that kind of thing. And there are some people who before they get the money, they're running to give Hashem his peace. That's a different way of doing business. It's a completely different attitude. Sheikonsu l'reshus ha-Rosh Bayis, that it should enter into the domain of the Rosh Bayis, she'oz yiskayim gam ha-shirusay begashmiyaz gam kein, whereby then, if the person is zeichet to bring those holy sparks from outside, inside, into the domain of Rosh Bayis, then the person's financial wealth will succeed. It'll have a hatzlacha. He'll be able to buy a house from it, other things, that it becomes permanent, Mitzvah Shem, not wishy-washy. Here again, there are people who make money, they made a few million, and then they invested it in something, and not only did they lose the few million, but they lost somebody else's money too, because they thought it was such a great idea. The person worked for years to make some money, and they thought they have it already, and then the Yetzer Hara puts a little thought into their mind of a great investment, and they invest, and they lose it, and horror stories, Rahman al-Islam. V'chein b'chlal avoydes Hashem afilu shel hayoshvim bebeis hamedrash b'holei Torah. And this is also true when it comes to serving Hashem with Torah and Tefillah. Even those people who are not involved in business, those people who are learning full-time. Kamo v'kamo yegiois tzrichin koidim shezeichin lichnois letoy chabayis diktusha b'emes. How much does a Jew have to struggle in trying to come close to Hashem and trying to learn and trying to understand what they're learning and to come every day to the learning? And before the person is zeichet to get into Hashem's house, to become a full-fledged member, of the house of Hashem. Ki yesh kamo v'kamo shehischilu k'tzas b'avodas Hashem. Because there are many, many people who started becoming religious. They started going on a path of learning Torah, etc. Avol adayin hemoimdim b'chutz. However, they're still outside. They didn't really get in yet. Vafilu oisim shenisyag v'torch yoisil yeshat shenichnesu k'tzas lefnim. And even those people who worked harder than that, to the point where they're already a little bit inside, Aval adayin lo nichnesu letoich habayis. However, they're not really inside yet. They haven't gotten into the house. Vehemoim dem adayin bechotzer. They're still in the yard. They're not in the street. They're off the streets, but they're in the yard. They haven't really entered into the house of Hashem. V'afal pi shehu schia gedoyla afilu k'shenichnosen lechatzar hakdusha. Even though it's a major privilege and a major accomplishment for a person, a Jew, to be zeicher to get out of the streets and to get into the courtyard of holiness. Afal pikein adayin ein mokom echotzer meshumer heitev. The courtyard is not yet a fully protected area. There's no roof. There's no. The ikra tachlis, the main goal, the main finish line is sheyichnois latoich habayis, that the person should be zeicher to enter into the house, ulatoich kol haheicholos dikdushim, and into all the rooms of the palace, each one of the special holy rooms in the palace. Aval koydem sheroitze lichnois latoich habayis, however, before a person can have the privilege of entering into the house of Hashem, mamish becoming a real full member, tzorich yegia gedoyla mechodosh. There's a whole new battle that they have to go through. There's a battle to get into the yard. There's another battle, a whole new battle to get into the house. Umize bo mashekamo bnei odom hischilu ktsas b'avodas Hashem. And this is why we find that there are many people that started becoming religious and started coming close to Hashem be'emes, be'yegiyos v'tirchos, with sincerity and with real effort. People who really, really tried very hard for a period of time. V'achar kach noflu kemoshe noflu. And then afterwards they fell away. All kinds of different levels of falling. Some people go back to being totally non-religious. Some people fall away from the tzaddik. They remain religious, but no connection to the tzaddik. All different kinds of falls. Rachmona litzlan, may Hashem save us from this. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk, Mi yale bahar Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kotshoi. Which person will be zeicher to climb the mountain of Hashem? And which person will be zeicher to stay there when they get to the top? Two different battles, two different leagues. The Zohar HaKadosh says there are many people who climb the mountain. There are many people who try to become religious or come close to Hashem. Or that. But that somebody stays there. They don't leave. They don't quit when the going gets rough. And they stand their ground and they keep pushing and they keep climbing. They don't stop. No retirement in Yiddishkeit. They keep climbing. That's a whole other league. That there are very few people that are zeicher to that. We know when it comes to the tzaddik, the story with Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal once told his students that there's going to come a time when all of you are going to fall away. I'm going to be left with five people. And sure enough, during Rabbi Nosson Zal's time, when he had all of Rabbi Nachman's students, and he made many of his own students, he was up to 100, 200, and then the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, got involved and started attacking him and his students, everything. And there was at one point in time where only five of his students were willing to publicly show that they were still committed, they were still in. Everybody else either left or went underground. We know again the Spanish Inquisition, Muranos. You had thousands or hundreds of thousands of Jews living in Spain, religious, successful, shuls, everything. And the Satan got involved, and they made Judaism, they banished Judaism and banished the Jews, and either leave the country and leave all your wealth behind, or if you don't leave, convert. And those that didn't convert went underground, some went underground, and some were burned at the stake. Rahman al-Slam, Yimach Shimon. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to do something very interesting in the next few paragraphs. He's going to take us into the writings of the Arizal. He's going to show us something that the Arizal presents the way he presents it. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to use it to explain what's going on by us. What the different phases are in coming close to Hashem and what a person should expect. The Hoinian, this issue that we just mentioned of what an effort it is to get into the yard. And then once the person's in the yard, he's still not secured. Then it's a whole other battle to get into the house. We're going to explain this based on what's written in the writings of the Arizal, in the Pri Etz Chaim and Shar Kavonos, where the Arizal explains the Parshas Tomid and the Ktoiris, which we say every morning before Psukei Dezimra. Mevoyer Shom, the Arizal explains over there, Shalidei HaTomid Malin Chiyus HaKedusha Mimato Lamala, that by bringing the Korban Tamid during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or by us today reciting that portion in the Torah that speaks about the Korban Tamid, we elevate the holiness that's down below, and we elevate it, we bring it up. V'oisin mechitzonius pnimius. We take that which was originally outside, and we bring it inside. Umalin me'asiya li'etzira. And we also elevate the holy sparks and the Shechina, which was on a level of the Olam Ho'asiya, the lowest of the worlds. We bump it up one level to the level of Yetzira, which is called the world of the angels. V'nase chitzonius chesed gvura tiferes the Yetzira, pnimius lepnimius chochma bina vadas da'asiya. This you have to follow for a moment. The Arizal says that on each level, by each world, there's a pnimius and there's a chitzonius. There's an inner layer, and an outer layer. So there's the pnimius of Yetzira, and there's the chitzonius of Yetzira. There's the pnimius of Asiya, and there's the chitzonius of Asiya. The Arizal says, as part of this process, the level of Chesed Gvura Tiferes of the Yetzira world, which is the second floor, the outer layer of Chesed Gvura Tiferes of Yetzira moves down and becomes Pnimius, goes inside of the Pnimius of Chachma Bino Das and Asiya. Remember, there are four worlds. Asiya is the lower world, then comes Yetzira, then comes Bria, then comes Atzilus. In each world, you have the 10 spheres. There's Chesed of Asiya, Gvura of Asiya, Chachma of Asiya, Bina of Asiya. In each one of the worlds, there's the 10 spheres. And there's an additional issue. In each world, there's Chitzonius and Pnimius. There's outer and inner. So the Arizal tells us that when we're saying the Parshas Tamid, everything moves up. Sparks of Kedusha that were outside come inside. And Asiya bumps up to Yetzira. Some parts of what were in Asiya bump up to Yetzira. But then the Arizal says some parts of Yetzira, the outer part, the Chitzonius of Chesed Gvura Tiferes of Yetzira, become Pnimius to the Pnimius of Chachma Bina Das of Asiya. We know that Chachma Bina and Das are higher than Chesed Gvura Tiferes, right? But the Chesed Gvura Tiferes of Yetzira is much higher than the Chachma Bina Das of Asiya. This is Little League and this is Major League, two different worlds. So the Arizal says part of the process is that the Chesed Gvura Tiferes of Yetzira has to come down and become Pnimius, go inside of the Pnimius of Chachma Bina Das of Asiya. Ayin Shom, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal explains this. V'achar kach, now, after we finish Korban Tamid, Oimrim K'toiris, we go on to recite the portion of K'toiris. And by saying the K'toiris, we elevate holy sparks that were deep, deep into the klipa, into tuma. Umalbishin madregois hatachtoinois shel asiya. Those holy sparks, which were originally in the garbage, they were in the klipos, they were in the sub-basement, they come out of the basement, they come up to the ground floor, which is asiya. And they cloak, they become a shell to the outside of Asiya. They become a layer like a shell, a lavush, to the outside of Asiya, the feet of Asiya, which is the malchus of Asiya. V'achar kach yalu keseder. And then they gradually climb the ladder. They move up the ladder, meaning shemalchus yalbish netzach hoydesoid. At one point, the sphere of malchus moves up, and it cloaks, it becomes a shell to Netzach Hoyd Yesoid. The Netzach Hoyd Yesoid bumps up and becomes a shell to Chesed Gvura Tiferes. Ad Sheyale Roisho Asiya Liyetzira. Until the uppermost part of Asiya moves up and it goes into Yetzira, Al Yidei Parshas HaTamid, through the reciting of the Parshas Tamid. This is what the Arizal says. Now Rav Nosson Zal asks a logical question. Umadua anuoisen lehefech. Why are we working backwards here? Meaning, shebetchilo oimrim parshas tamid. First, we say the parshas tamid. Shaydezet srichen lalois roisho asiya liyitzira. Where you told me that by saying that, the upper part of asiya moves up into yitzira. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, koidem she'oile b'shleimus, before that process gets completed, oimrim k'toiris, we recite the k'toiris, lahalois hanitzoitzois me'aklipois, which means we're going back down. We're going back down into the basement. We're going into the klipois, lahalbish raglei ho'asiyah, to bring up holy sparks from the basement that are going to cloak the feet of asiyah. We were dealing already with the Rosh of Asiya. A minute ago, you told me we're up to the Rosh of Asiya that's moving up to Yetzirah. And then you tell me, and then after that, you go all the way down to the sub. V'oz daiko ikar aliyos ha'olamos keseder. And it's only after that second step of going all the way down into the Tumah, into the Klipos, and bringing up those sparks from there, only then does the whole conveyor belt really start happening and moving, that everything starts, all the worlds get moved up methodically. It seems we should have said k'toiris before Talmud. Step one, go into the basement, clean out whatever is there, bring whatever's good, bring it upstairs. Then start working from the first floor and go up to the second floor. Why are you first starting all the way somewhere on top in the middle and then going back down to the basement? Ach, Rav Nosson Zal says, however, imomnom yisoid pnimius hakavonos sogvu meitonu ma'oid, even if the true understanding of what the Arizal's talking about is way, way above our level, v'nelo meitonu darcheim hanifloim, and the ways of Kabbalah, the whole mythology of Kabbalah is totally hidden from us. We don't really understand it completely. Im kol ze, still, masheefsher limtsoi bohem remozim ledarkei avodasei yisborach al pi hahagdomos amitiyos, the ability to find hints in there that will teach us about how to serve Hashem properly using good introductions, using the introductions that we were given by Rabbeinu Zal. Anu mechuyovim limtsoi, we're obligated to search for those things and find them. Kefi sechleinu asher chananu Hashem yisborosh melad, based on the seichel that Hashem has blessed us with. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal is saying, even though we are not mekubalim, we don't understand Kabbalah on the highest levels, and we can't say we understand what the Arizal is saying totally, but still, we have an obligation and a mitzvah based on the yesoidos that we were given by our rabbi, based on the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal, who gave us all kinds of introductions, to be able to find in the words of the Arizal hints that can show us how to come close to Hashem, how to succeed in coming close to Hashem. And what this is really all about, based on my humble understanding, is like we mentioned earlier. Kiyesh chotzer ubayis. There's a yard and there's a house. Shehem bechinas hechotzer shalifnei amishkan. Similar to the concept of the Mishkan, the holy Mishkan, the house of Hashem, there was a chotzer, there was a big chotzer, a big yard in front of the Mishkan itself. V'achar kach ha-Mishkan. And after you entered into the chotzer, you walked along there till you got to the Mishkan itself, shehoyah mechuse b'yirios, which was covered with a few layers, a layer of skins of goats, and a layer of this, and a layer of that. The Mishkan itself was covered, had a few layers of coverings. In the chotzer, in the yard, there was no roof, no ceiling. You entered into a yard. Shehu b'chinas bayis. The Mishkan, which had those layers of coverings, that's the bayis. V'chein b'beis hamikdosh. And so too, years later, when they built the actual Beis HaMikdosh, Hoysotchilo ho'azoro, it was different than the Mishkan. You didn't have a chotzer in front, you had the azoro. You had the Ezras Noshim, and the azoro, and the Ezras Kohanim. You had different previews, like, to actually getting into the holiest parts. You had the azoro, Shehu Bechinas chotzer, which is like a yard, Kiloy hoyole ho'tikra, because the azoro had no roof over it. V'achar kach, Ha-heichol, and only afterwards you proceeded walking through the Azorah to get to the Heichal, And after the Heichal, inside that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Shehem Iker HaBeis HaMikdosh. There, the real Beis HaMikdosh. The real Beis HaMikdosh is the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shehem Bechinas Bayis. They are the true Bayis. Ki Hoyo Aleim Tikra, because they did have a roof over them. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'histakel Urei. Come take a look. Shekorban HaTomid V'chein Kol HaKorbonos Hoyo Iker Maseim B'toy Chechotzer. The Korban Tomid and majority of the regular Korbonos were done outside in the Chotzer. Shehu Ho'azorah, which during the time of the Beis HaMikdash was in the Azorah. Sheshom Hoyo Oimed Mizbeach HaChitzoin. That's where you had the outer Mizbeach, the one that was made from copper. All of you have seen the pictures. It had a long diagonal walkway that the Kohanim walked up the walkway and went to the... Aval K'toiris Hoysonas is Bifnim B'toy Chabayis. Whereas the K'toiris, that was offered inside, in the Heichal, in the Bayis, Shua Heichal. That's where the Mizbach HaKtoiris was, which was made from solid gold. And that was part of the much holier area. Therefore, the Korban Tomid was brought before they offered the K'toiris. And the same thing is true regarding every one of us, regarding our serving Hashem. When a person first wants to start coming close to Hashem, Hashem, with his great kindness, takes pity on a person. Hashem makes it easy for the person. Hashem lets the person come in relatively easily. Because the Gemara says, if a person wants to become pure, Hashem helps him. And then, for that first period of time, the guy is wrong. He's moving. He's one mitzvah after another mitzvah, and he's learning, and he's praying, and everything is sweet. And then, as a result of his serving Hashem, he starts climbing the ladder from one step to the other, and he starts leaving the outside and coming inside. However, even though he has come inside, he's still in the yard. He's not one of the boys yet. He hasn't made it yet. He's still outside the house. And when the person decides he's ready for round two, he's ready to come inside, he wants to go all the way, he wants to go into the bayis, which is the main thing, the guards say, get lost you, go home, go fly a kite. These are the guards of the gates. We mentioned this earlier in one of the previous shiurim. And then it becomes impossible to get inside the bayis until the person goes back out. He's got to go out of the chutzner now completely. To rectify and repair holy sparks that are deep, deep in the tumah. And make major, major accomplishments through that by going down into the deep tumah and locating holy sparks there and elevating those sparks. That makes major accomplishments. That's what the K'toiris accomplishes, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us. And Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in chapter 24 in Likutei Imran. And it's only then that he's able to enter into the house. Because a Jew who wants to enter into the house They will not let him go in. They tell him, get out of here. And he has to go all the way out. Not into the chutzpah. He's got to go outside completely. Go back into the trenches. Go back into the tumah and repair some of the junk that he created years ago from before. Do tshuva and fix, make all kinds of repairs. This person now has to elevate those holy sparks that are found into the tumah as a result of the sins that he did that put those holy sparks into the tumah. However, this is an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem. The fact that Hashem did not insist on not letting him come in at all, not letting him come into the courtyard, not letting him do anything until he first repairs everything, And only after he fixed everything, they should first then let him enter into the courtyard. Because if Hashem would work it that way, it would be very difficult for every person to come close to Hashem. Because to tell a guy that before I'm going to let you in, you have to first clean up your whole act. You have to first fix everything you did wrong. Who can do that? Who can do that? Nobody. Therefore, Hashem says that as soon as a person shows a little bit of interest, a little bit of initiative, Hashem says, come on in. Welcome. Welcome. Come on in. The guy says, whoa, look, that's great. I thought it was going to be much more difficult. Look at this. I'm in. They let him into the yard, and he walks into the yard closer, and he says, wow, this is great. And what? And he says, I'm going to go for more. I want more. And then when he tries for more, when he tries to get inside the bias, they tell him, your name is not on the list. You don't belong here. You are not registered. See you later, buddy. And the guy leaves, and he says, what's going on here? What's going on here? So some people leave and quit. I tried, I did, it didn't work, have a nice day. Another guy says, I guess I thought I tried. I guess I thought I was ready. I guess I'm not ready. I guess I still have to do more tshuva. And he goes back out and he starts really working on himself and really trying to repair himself. And then when he gets it to a certain level, then he knocks on the door again and they say, oh, you're back. Let's see if your name's on the list. Yeah, your name is it. Come on in. He comes into the yard, and he goes further, and he wants to come to the house, and he's waiting for them to say again, his name's not on the list. He comes, they look at that. Well, how do you like that? Your name's, I guess maybe it was here before, maybe we just didn't see it. But suddenly they see his name. Why? Because he went back out there, and he worked, and he struggled, and everything, to fix and to repair, etc. Ki batchila bevadai ein boy shum koyach lahaschil lilchon milchama kazois. Because in the beginning, when a person is first starting to become religious, he's not ready for this war. He's not ready to go to war with all the klipos, with all the sins that he did in the past. He fixed everything up. Impossible. Levarer hanitzoitzois ha'ashukois be'imkei ha'klipos. To try to extract and rescue the sparks that are trapped deep into the klipos, ubifrat she'adayin loyro ma'oyros miyomov. Especially since this person hasn't seen any light yet, he hasn't tasted any holiness yet. He hasn't tasted any. He hasn't been given the palace, the royal treatment yet. Ve'ein boy shum tshuka adayin lavoid Hashem yisporach demes karoi. He doesn't yet have any real deep desire to come close to Hashem, to serve Hashem, because he don't know what it is yet, even. Al kein, therefore, mechemlas Hashem. It's out of the graciousness of Hashem, shemaniach oisoy tchilo lichno eslavoides Hashem, that Hashem allows him to come in. Come on in, no problem. Even though he has not yet repaired all the damage he's done. He's got a big negative balance. He thought he's going to knock on the door, they wouldn't let him in to begin with. He's shocked that they're letting him in. I guess they don't know, or I guess they forgot what I did wrong. They forgot all of my sins. They didn't forget nothing. But they know that if they put it in your face now, you'll never get anywhere. So you want to come? Come. You make an effort to come? Come on in. They let him come in, and he tastes holiness. And he says, wow, this is fabulous. Then when he tries to get further in, they throw him out. But now he's already tasted it. He's seen what it is. He knows what it is. And he knows that I want that. Nobody's throwing me out. I'm going back in there. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Okay, buddy, now get to work. Now roll up your sleeves and really get to work on trying to repair all the things you did wrong. How? Through tefillah, through Torah, through tzedakah, through mitzvahs, ma'aseh and tovim, everything. Ad shenimtzoim k'tzosom, shenichnosim b'toch sharei kedusha, to the point where there are some people who enter, they enter into the gates of holiness, ad sheboim l'toch b'chinas ha-chotzer, whereby they come into the chotzer, you know, which is a big accomplishment. V'oz kvar ro k'tzas yoifi v'noyam v'yikras kedushosoi. And then they've already seen the beauty and the sweetness and the preciousness of the holiness. V'chafetzim u'mishtekigim lichnas labayis. Now they're saying, hey, I want to go inside. I don't want to just, if this is what the smorgasbord is like, if this is what it's like out here, imagine what it must be like in there. And now he wants to go inside, shezeh ikar atachlis, which is the real main goal. Aval ein manichenoisam lichnas labayis. However, they do not let the person go into the house. Ad sheyachzeru v'yetzu lachutz. Until the person goes back outside. Levarer hanitzoitzois me'imke haklipois. To rectify and correct and repair those holy sparks that are in the klipois. V'oz daiko hi konsu l'toich habayis lefnim mamash. And only then will he be allowed to enter into the house itself. Ki l'toich habayis lefnim, because to be given permission to go inside the house, yefshe lichnois, kiim kishemalin hanitzoitzois me'merchakem imke haklipois. That a person cannot do, will not be allowed, unless he first repairs and elevates those sparks that are found deep, deep in the klipa, deep, deep in the tumah. V'zeh b'chinas parshas ha-tomid u'ktoiris. And now you'll understand what the Arizal says about the tomid and the ktoiris. Ma shebetchila makriven ha-tomid, la'lois midarga la'darga. First we bring the korban tomid, which was brought outside in the chotzer, where we're starting to climb from level to level. V'acharkach ha-ktoiris. And afterwards, we bring the ktoiris, shehu lehalois hanitzoitzois me'imke aklipois, which involves elevating those sparks that are found deep, deep in the tumah. Shehoyeroi lechoyer lias bebechanal. You would think logically, what do you mean? You start from the bottom and work your way up. What do you? First you start from the first floor, and then you go back down to the basement and go, well, you're going to first floor, then you go to second floor. If you're going to deal with the basement, then start in the basement. No. Afal pikein meyushav heitev. However, despite the fact that it sounds illogical, we have explained it very, very well. Ki koidem hakrovas hatomid loy hoyolanu shum koyach adayin lahaschil levarer hanitzoitzes mimke aklipos. Before we brought the korban tomid, we did not yet have any energy or strength that's needed to go into the basement, to go do battle with the klipos and everything. Al kein chomel aleinu Hashem yisborach. Therefore, Hashem took pity on us. V'tzivo tchilo lahakriv korban atomid. And he told us, first come inside. First come inside. Bring the korban atomid. V'nosan lanu koyach lahaschil aos midar galadar de atomid. And Hashem gave us that original boost to give us the ability to start climbing the ladder through the korban atomid. Afal pi she'adayin loy beirarnu hanitzutzes me'aklipos, even though we have not yet repaired and dealt with the holy sparks that are in the tumah, that have our name on it, that have my name on it. There's still a big mess. Usually a person says, first clean up your mess and then come back and talk to me. First clear up all your debts, and then a person wants to start a business relationship with a guy who he owes money to. The guy says, what are you, an idiot? You think I'm going to make you a partner? You think I'm going to take you into business with me while you owe me what you didn't even pay back what you owe me? Hashem could say that. Hashem doesn't say that. Because Hashem says, knows if he'll do that, the guy will never, how's he going to make money? He's in debt. Who's going to give him a job? So the guy says, come here, come in. I'm making you part of the company. That's number one. And I'm giving you a salary, weekly salary. Wow, this is fabulous. Maybe he forgot about it. a month, 2 months, now you're earning a salary, now you're on your feet. Now I want you to start paying $50 a week. I want you to pay back the money that you owe. Well, now I want you to go get a second job to be able to pay back that money that you owe. Now that you're on your feet, I gave you a chance to get started. You're already on your feet. You're not in the garbage anymore. However, when the person wants to complete the process of going up, the person wants to go all the way inside into the bias, that one cannot do unless he goes through the procedure of Torah, where the Sifrei Kabbalah explained that part of Torah involves going down, down into the Sidrachra. We bring 11 spices in the Torah. We know 10 is holiness, 11 is Sidrachra. The number Yud Aleph is 11. Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Aleph Lamed Pei is 11. 20 and 111 are 131, which is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the name of the Sitrachra, the name of the Satan. He's called the Samach Mem. We bring 11 spices to show that we're going down into the basement. There's 10 floors in holiness. The 11th floor is minus one. That part of the Torah involves Chelbana. Remember, one of the 11 spices was a stinky, horrible-smelling thing, Chelbana. That's part of the process. You cannot enter into the house until you first addressed the leak in the basement, the leaky basement. Shetzrichen lachsur levarni tzismim gleklibusai toris. Vegam hakoyach shel hatomet shekravnu koidim. And also the power and the strength of that korban tomet that we brought first, that helps us, that gives us the energy and the power to go down into the basement and to be matzliach. Kemuvon bekavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, ubeseder hamarocha, and in the seder hamarocha, shem tluyim ze boze, that the tomet and ktoiris are dependent on each other. Va'oz daiko al yedei ktoiris, shu abiru meimke aklipois, and then by bringing the Torah, which involved correcting those holy sparks that are deep into the klipa, through that we're zeicha to enter inside the bias, which is the real shleimus. That's the completion. And that starts the conveyor belt rolling, that all the worlds, the Asiya goes up to Yetzira, and the Yetzira to Bria, etc. And the same exact thing holds true about every Jew during every era. A person who wants to come close to Hashem has to know to accept this, to be ready for this. That first they put out the welcome mat, and the person comes, and he thinks, wow, this was sort of easy. You know, they told me sometimes that there's hurricanes and there's difficulties. Then the person tries to get closer, and then suddenly they turn up the heat. And then the person sees that, what's going on here? Why? Well, and goes through a major, major battle to fight his way back in and to get all the way in. Interesting, as I'm reading this, I'm reminding myself, because I was learning recently the story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the first story where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the lost princess. And he says that the king says a terrible word to his daughter, that the no good one should get you. The next morning, she's gone. She's not there. And the king feels terrible about it. And the assistant to the king sees the king's pain and suffering. And he says, I'm gonna do something about this. And he goes and embarks on this search for this lost princess. And he goes, he's searching for a long time. All the different paths, and then finally he sees a path off to the side, and he decides to take that path, and he goes and goes and goes until he comes to a beautiful, beautiful fortress, gorgeous. But he sees thousands of soldiers surrounding it and all over, and he says, they're not going to let me, there's no way they're going to let me, I can get in there, you know, to look to see. And then he thinks, and he says, what do I have to lose? I'll try. And he goes, he starts walking towards there, moving, goes past the first soldiers, second soldiers, goes inside the building, goes from room to room to room until he comes to a gorgeous palatial room. And he sees the king there with his crown and soldiers around him and playing music. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And he sits down to try to see what gives, what goes on here. And there's food there, delicious food. He eats and then suddenly they start playing music. The whole band is playing everything. What's happening? The prince, the queen is coming. Queen comes in and he sees it's the lost princess. It's that princess that he was looking for. And they put her on a throne and da-da-da. And he's sitting there watching. And at one point, she notices him. And she comes over to him and she says to him, "Do you recognize me?" And he says, "Yes, I do. You're the lost princess." He says, "What are you doing here? How did you get here?" And she says, "My father said that the no good one should take me. And this is the place of the no good. This is the place of Loi Toiv. This gorgeous palatial at the place of Loi Toiv." So he says, how do we get you out of here?" She says, "You want to get me out of here? I'll tell you. It's a whole process." She says, "You got to, for a year, you're going to have to go to a certain place and do a lot of fasting, a lot of fasting and a lot of work. And the final day of the year especially, you have to make sure to fast, no eating. And then you'll come and you'll be able to take me out of here." And sure enough, he does it. He goes to the place. And she says throughout that whole year, "Whenever you have any spare time, just focus on think about me. Think about getting me out of here." And he does this and everything. On the final day, he's coming. He's headed towards the palace. He sees a tree with gorgeous, gorgeous apples. I never saw anything like it. He tastes an apple, but falls asleep for a long time. Gets up. "What happened? What am I doing? What happened? What happened?" Goes into the palace. She says, "You blew it. You blew it. You could have." And she's crying and he's crying. And she says, "But now I'm going to make it easier on you." And the story continues, etc. What's going on here? When he first wanted to come into the palace, he got in there, no problem. You know, they let him go through. All the guy got in. He sees her. He's there. It's a piece of cake. "You want to get me out of here? Now it's a whole operation. You got to go back out." He had to leave. He has to spend a year waiting and yearning and fasting and everything. And then he failed. First strike one. Then there was a strike two. And then strike. Then she told him, "Now I'm no longer in the palace anymore." Now he had to go search for a whole different place as the story unfolds there. It seems similar a little to what we're learning here. That the step one, the first step, seemed to be relatively easy. It looked at first, all the guards, nobody's going to let everybody let him in. No problem. Come on, right in. He should see her. Because again, if he didn't see her, he could think she's dead. He could think, you know, he saw her. She was right there. Now go back out. Now go back out. And now there's a whole project to be able to rescue me, to be able to finish the job. That's going to take years and years of tremendous effort. Halavai, we should be zecher to do our part in the tshuva process, in the repair of the shechina, and in bringing things to a happy conclusion. It's a shame. We'll hold it over here.